We are on Daf, Tadik Dalet, Amid Beis. We'd like to learn the Taisvesen and the Amid. Zog Taisves, Omar Abaye, in Reishe Beseife, Bemokheim She'ein Machizem. The Gemara had a problem. How is one permitted to sell to a goy a yerech chatucha? Maybe a yid will purchase it from him. So Abaye said that it's speaking about mokim she'in machizin, speaking about that they never machiz when there's a treife, so Ayid realizes that he can never buy from a goy meat, because could be there was a treife, and he wouldn't know about it. So therefore one can sell a git at yerech chatuche to a goy, because the Ayid will never purchase it from the goy. Zmokim shem achizim. Tema labaye verove veravashi. So they all say pshat in this halacha by a yerech hatuche, either speaking by b'mokim shem achizim, or b'mokim shem achizim v'chizu, that there was a treife. So therefore, you're allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy, because there's no problem. A yid will never purchase this from the goy, because he has different problems. Maybe it's a treife. So therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Like Taisves, Cholel Amrinen, when we learned to the Mishnah says, Shaleich Odom Yerech Lenochi, Shagida Noshe Besoicha Mimneshe Mekoy Mainika. The Gemara was Medayik, but if Ain Mekoy Mainika, if it looks like it was Menuka, you're not allowed to send it to a goy. So it's a three Akimtas in the Gemara, how we understand the Mishnah. The first Akimta was that it's Bemokim Shemachizen, so that's, and Lehechizu. And that there was no achazat that is treife, so therefore that's very understandable. So if you give a yerech menuker to a goy, a yid might buy it from him, because the yid realizes there was no treife, it's mamokim she machizen, and there was no achazat that is a treife. That's meila, definitely not allowed to send a yerech hatuche to a goy. But then the Gemara said two other reasons why you're not allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy. Reason number two, Shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael. Ein chanam yitzamokim she'ein machizim, but a yid that sees him giving it to the goy, so he'll assume from this that it's not reifa, and he'll buy it. There's another reason. And then there's a reason that's Gnevis Das. You're giving him a Yerech Menuker, and the Goy Taker thinks that it's Taker Menuker, and you're giving him, you were Tereyach so much to give the Goy something that you yourself would eat. So, it's Gnevis Das. So we learned in the Mishnah, there are three Oifanim how to understand why you can't send a yerech chatucha to a goy. We have two oifanim to understand that filu it's a mokim she'ein machizin, but you're not allowed to send it to the goy, either al shema yitnenu lefnei Yisrael, or al tkneivis das. And here, Abaye, Rove, and Rabashi, we hear from a baraisa that says you're allowed to send a yerech chatucha to a goy, and they said, no problem, it's speaking about b'mokim she'ein machizin, so a yid won't buy it from the goy because he thinks it's treifa. But But there's two other problems. The problem of Nevis Das. There's a problem. Shema Yitnenu Bifnei Yisrael. Why didn't they address this problem? That faces Kashi Taimen. Labaye, Verove, Veravashi, Vereshe. Heichi Mishad Aleichatuche. How can you send him a Yerech Menuke? Hola'el Amrina Chatuche Osa, Gzeire Shema Yitnenu Lo Bifnei Yisrael. Inami Mishum Degonev Leidaite. And they don't address this problem whatsoever. The Baraisa says you're allowed to send. They say because B'mokim She'ein Machizim V'yesh Leima. So Tosfos answers the less Lohu Lahanach Shinuye Ele Shinuye Kama. They don't hold of these two Mahalchim that it's speaking about a mokim shem achizin and wechaye shem ayitne b'fnei Yisrael or as gneves das, the less will hamach shinuye. Eli shinuye kama do'uki b'mokim shem achizin. They held the first pshat in the Mishnah, it's speaking about b'mokim shem achizin, and a mokim shem achizin ayit buys from a goy, And he knows clearly there wasn't a treife because they weren't machis that there was a treife. And v'chitach David kechove made the idea, so therefore a shleimer you could send because that everyone can see that it's not menuka, but a menuka you can't send because people will buy it from the guy. It's menuka and it looks menukah akaponim, and it's not treifa. So they learned, like the first pshat of the Gemara, the first mahalach in the Gemara, the three mahalachim at the learn pshat in the Mishnah, they learned like the first mahalach. They held that they disagreed with the second and third mahalach. There's a gzeira shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael. There's an isra of gnei v'stach. They didn't hold of this. Ubechinom perish pekuntres amilse der Rabashi, the polik tane de masnissen atane de bereis. Rashi had a problem. Rashi asked a kasha, in the bereise it says, you're allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy. And Rashi explained the reason you're allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy. There's no gzeira shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael because the whole gzeira of shema yitnenu is davke if it's being sold in an itlis in the market. There's a lot of yidin there. There we can be afraid that yidin will see how he's giving it to the goy. He's not telling him that it's not treife. So memela, so they'll think it's taka kosher. But you send to a goy in his house, there's not too many observers that will see it. So you don't have to be afraid. And if he sees it, who says he'll buy the meat? So you don't have to be afraid that a yid will buy the meat. That's Rashi differentiated in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, a treife, you're not allowed to sell to a goy, Shema Yitnenu B'nei Yisrael. According to Rav Ashi. A yerech, you're allowed to send to a goy, and I'm not afraid of Shema Yitnen. So Rashi said, a yerech is bebeisoy, so there's no shash of Shema Yitnen. Selling a treif is speaking about beitlis in the market, then there is a shash of Shema Yitnen. That's what Rashi said. So Rashi had asked the kasha, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy, by a yerech also, even though there is not an itlis. As she says, oh, there's a machlokes, the Tana of our Mishnah, and the Tana of the Baraisa. That's how Rashi was mevaya, the sugya. So Taisu says, why do you have to make a machlokes tanoim? These three mahalchim in the Mishnah is three mahalchim in the Gemara. That means we had a Mishnah, we did not understand why can you not send a Yerech Chatuche to a Goy. So three Mahalchim, the first Malach was Mokim Shemakirim. That's understandable, so that's a Shrek, you give a Yerech Chatuche, people are going to buy from the Goy. And the other two Mahalchim, Afilu Mokim Shemakirim, Shemayitnana Befnei Yisrael, Befnei Vistas, these, Rashi Tosfos says, these two are mahalchim of Amayroim. Other Amayroim said, Yiboy Yisayim, Yiboy Yisayim. These Amayroim did not hold like this, did not bechlal hold of this mahalach, of Bnei Vizdas, of Shema Yitneno. They didn't hold of this. So Memele, so they had no problems. And then the Baraisa, it says, you're allowed to send a Yerech Chatuche to a Goy, because they hold, the whole problem is, of the only problem is there's only a problem, Shema Yitnana, what Ravash was Mechadish was Afke Nanitlis, Afke, when there's a lot of Yidin there, but we sent to a Goy, there's no, you send to God, there's no Shema Yitneno, there's no Gnevis Das, so Shalom al Yisrael. That's a Taisvus answer. You don't say the way Rashi said. Rashi said it's Machlekes Tanoim. Not a Machlekes Tanoim. These are three Mahalchim, how to say Pshat in the Mishnah, and the Gemara and the Tzadik Daladom and Beis, Sai Rove, Sai Abaye, Sai Ravashi, did not order the second two Mahalchim. So Mamela Shalom al Yisrael. Ubachinom perish bekuntris amilse de Ravashi, the polik tane de masnisna tane de bereise. The yocheloime, one can say, Ravashi kishinuye kamo de lael kedefrishis. Ashi held like the first pshat in the Mishnah, he disagreed with the second and third pshat in the Mishnah, he doesn't hold of Nevis Das, he doesn't hold of Shema Yitnenu. If it's not in an itlis, if it's not in the market, so there's no problem. You don't have to make a machlikas tanoim. Bechinam perish Rashi. That is what Tosfos says. Before we go a little further, I'd like to mention the Trumas Akri says that Rashi held not that these three Iboyesemes are three different ways how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, how to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, Rashi learned as follows. The Mishnah says, and after the Gimel Amid Beis, Sheileach Odom Yerech Lo'ivet Kechovim Shagit Hanoshe B'Seichel. The Mishnah really says one thing. You're allowed to send Agit Hanoshe a Yerech with Agit Hanoshe, and a Yerech Shleima with Agit Hanoshe, Mineishem Mekoy Meinikam. So the Tanna says a heter. Why are you allowed to send a shleima? Because you can tell that there's a gid hanoshe there. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. If it's speaking about a mokim shemachrizin, so how are you allowed to send a shleima? The goy might make it a chatuche. It will become out of kilku. Are you allowed to send a shleima? Don't understand. If it's speaking about a mokim she'ein machrizim, so a yid will never buy it, so you can send a chatuche. The Gemara says, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to send a shleima, because mekay menika, you're not allowed to send a chatuche. So the Gemara says, I don't understand the Mishnah. With a mokim she'machrizim, even you send a shleima, the guy will make it a chatuche, and there'll be a kilku. If it's speaking about Mokim Shem Achizim, so why only a Shleima? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about all of them. It could be talking about Mokim Shem Achizim, it could be talking about Mokim Shem Achizim. The Mishnah is gewaldic. You had a problem, each oifen, the Mishnah doesn't stim. Well, says, no. The boy is saying, it could be speaking about Mokim Shem Achizim, could be speaking about Mokim Shem Achizim. I mean, know your problems are not shver. So the Gemara means to say that the Mishnah is speaking about all of Hanim. Now explain to you all of Hanim. V'mokim shem achizim, v'zachshashem v'yitneno, v'zachshashem v'nevizdas. Rashi learned These three Ibois Emes are not three different ways how one could learn the Mishnah. Rashi learned that the Mishnah is speaking about all these three Efanim. So Mamela, Rashi had a tremendous problem. So Rashi says, so here it says, on the Gemara of Tzadik Dalet, Omed Aleph, B'mokayim she'ein machizin, you're not allowed to send a chetuche, Shema yitnenu b'vnei Yisrael, or else Knevis das. And here the Baraisa says, B'mokayim she'ein machizin, you're allowed to send a chetuche. So Rashi, only eight sevos, as a machlikis, the Baraisa and the Mishnah. That's how the Truma Sakri says Pshat and Rashi. So it's not Bechinom. It's not different Mahalchem. It's the Gemara saying the Mishnah is speaking about all Mekaymets. Fine. Okay. But let's go back to Taisvis. Taisvis is telling us there's three Mahalchem, how to learn Pshat and the Mishnah. Abaye, Rove, Ravashi learned that the Mishnah is speaking about B'mokim Shemachizim. So Mamela, there you can't send a chetuche because a yid will buy it from the goy. And the Barais is speaking about a mokim she'ein machizim. So a yid won't buy it from a goy. So finished. So Mamela, you're allowed to send a chetuche. That's the teretz. No problem. No stire. The Mishnah and the Barais. Fine. Vahodiktoni mitziyoso. Now, so fine. So what is Taisva saying? That we don't hold the Zachshash of the Nevistas. We don't hold of such a thing. There was a man, the Yom, and that Tzadik, the Hold, and Manal, the Hell, like that, but the one and the Vaitas. There's no problem of the Nevistas. There's no problem of Shema Yitnen or Bifnei Yisrael. These problems, Abaye, Rovet, Rabashi, don't hold them. Especially by, when you send it to a goy, and then it was, Ravashi was Mahadish. But like this, you send to a goy, there's no problem of anything. But Taisvis, what do you mean there's no problem? Bahodik Toni Mitziyoso, let's learn the Baraisa. The middle case of the Baraisa is, they moichin nebeleis utreifeis loivet kechav. Mipnei shemateyuk. What do you mean? The Baraisa itself mentions the chesorim of Gneivus Das. What are you telling me there's no chesorim of Gneivus Das? You're telling me I'm allowed to send a git chatuche to a goy. So yes, you're a kasha, what's with Gneivus Das? They don't hold of Gneivus Das. So what do you mean they don't hold of Gneivus Das? But let's learn the Baraisa Elach. The Baraisa says, you're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy because you're dying him up. So the Baraisa himself says it's a chesorim of Gneivus Das. Bahod diktoni mitziyoso den moichen nevelis utreifes loivet kom neshe mateyu? Davke mechiru da osa. Bishoivet keichov nosan mois beteira schute. Aber bishoileach doiren loichashin. So Taisva says the Baraisa? There's no problem on the Baraisa. The Baraisa doesn't hold of Gneivus Das. I got news for you. The Baraisa that says you're not allowed to sell him a treife, that means he gave money for a shchut. He doesn't want a sick behime. He gave money for a shchut. And he's giving money for a shchut and you're giving him a treife. Ooh. So that's also. That's a mekach tois. That's what's also. That's also taka. But here we're talking about the reish is talking about amatone. Amatone. I'm giving him amatone. I didn't give a penny. I'm giving him amatone. So there was a man, the Yom HaDav Tzadik Dal Gomadal, that says, you're going to give him a matone, but you're fooling the goy. The goy thinks, ooh, he gets a gid menuke, a yach menuke. So he says, ooh, does this person love me? He spent 3/4 of an hour to be menake the gid. He wants to give me something to himself with eat. That's Nevis Das. There was such a man, the Yom that held like that. Rav Abayin Ravashi don't hold of such a, there's no such concept of Gneivus Das. You're giving a matone, and you're making the matone look more beautiful than it really is, and the guy will appreciate it more. That's Gneivus Das. You don't know of such a thing. There's no such thing of Gneivus Das. The whole issue that it says by treife, it says mechire. Let's be medayik the Lashonis. The Lashonis, when the Baraisa spoke about treife, it says, Ein Meichen ne Beile so treifes Leibe Krabben. Im Neishem Asay, when you sell it. That means he's giving you money. So he's giving you money for a Shchute. And you're giving him a treifa. Ooh, that's an Avle. That's an Avle. But the Reisha that's speaking about that you're sending him a Matone, and he'll think, ooh, look there, how nice this Yid. He will work 3/4 of an hour to give me something to himself would eat. So a Tachna Asay. Das Gneivis Das Take, that the Bereich holds his nose, Bechlau such Chesoron of Gneivis Das. There's only Gneivis Mamet. If he's giving money for a Shchute, you give him a treif. Das gibi Mechiru da Osa, Vishayvet Kechom Nosa Mois, Beteire Shchute, Avo Bishayleach Doiren, Loichashin. We're not Chayish, so me mele, so, the Bayer, that was the man the Omrim and Omet Aleph that Taka held. There was also such an Issa, but Rabbi she don't hold of such Issa. Fine. So Abba Al Kaponim Bolet hold Cheshbin. But that you're telling me that if a Goy is giving money for a Shchute, you're not allowed to give him a Treife. That was as clear that that's the middle case of the Baraisa, Vimnei Shemaseyo. If you're selling it, he's giving you money for a shchuta, don't give him a treifa. Now, so Tyson says the problem, also that we say, you can't sell a goy a treifa and he's giving you money for a shchuta. So let's go the last file. The last file of the Baraisa is, a yid gave a goy money to buy meat for him. So the Gemara says, no, it's no good, because the Moicha, he sees a guy coming, he's going to give him a treife. What do you mean he's going to give you a treife? You just told me by Mecha, if you give money for a shchuta, you don't give a treife. You don't give a treife. So what's pshat in the sefer? Let's understand the Baraisa. You just told me by Mecha. You're not allowed if a guy is giving you money for a shchut, he's not allowed to give him a treife. That's called a mekach tois. That's not gneivus das. So what is pshat? What is pshat in the sefer? It says a yid should not give a guy money to buy a shchut, because maybe the meicher will give him a treife. He won't give him a treife. He's giving him money. He gives you money for a shchut, you have to give him a shchut. That's the tois kasha. Vodiktoni mitziyoso dein moichin nevelis a treifes. Again, we should have come to this much special. I'm saying the lechish. Seifa de chaye shema yimkruloi nevelis a treifes. Loi she yimkru betoire shrute. Elo shema yimkruloi viyoidiyu she hi treife. Avoy oivet kechobim la yagid loi. So they said this seifa is another case. A yid gave a goy money to buy meat for him, to buy shchuta. He comes to the butcher store. So the butcher, he says, I'm giving money for shchuta. So the butcher tells him, Herich Reb Goy, on Reb Goy, Herich Alamaise, I only have treife meat now. This money is for treife. Tell him this is treif for meat. That's all I have. This is treif for meat. So Memele, I'll tell him, I have treif for meat. I don't have kosher meat. He's going to tell this to the goy. The goy is not such a ish nemon. So he sent me to buy meat, kosher meat. He'll go and tell him this is kosher meat. That's pshat in the safe. You can't trust the goy. So that means, so we're afraid if you give money to the goy, so the butcher will give him treifa meat. He'll tell him clearly it's treifa meat. So there's no mekach tois. There's nothing. He tells him clearly, but the guy won't tell you that it's treifa meat. That's pshat. Yeah. So far so good. So now Tosfos was magdir that there's two types of gneivus. There's a gneive by mekach memker. That's already, that's a little bit more than gneivus das. That's already, giving money for a shchute, then if you give him a treife, that's a moministic gneiva already. That everyone holds as also. And there was an amoyre in the Mishnah, wants to say pshat is such a concept of gneivis tas also, that even you're sending him a matone, and you're giving him a chatuche, which is saying, in other words, look what I'm sending you, I worked on it 3/4 of an hour, and the guy will feel very indebted to him, which that's already a gneivis tas, not a gneivis moment. And Amora holds of such a concept. But Rove, Avashi, Nabai don't hold of such a thing. That's what Taisu says. Taisu differentiates between Amaton and Amecha. I'd like to mention one Ha'ore from the Trumas Akri. So the Trumas Akri says, oh, that you say beautiful Chilu. He says, let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara Dav Tzadik Dalet Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that you can't sell Yerech Chatuche to a goy of Nevis Das, because he'll think you'll be indebted to you, we think you're a Matria. No, sells Nevis Das. So the Gemara, and how do you know that Nevis Das is also? Shmuel said that also Lignav Das Abris Avilodate Shalak. So the Gemara, where did Shmuel say this? The Gemara said, what was the Maise Shahoya? The Maise Shahoya was that there was Shmuel went on a ferry and he had to pay the owner of the ferry and he gave him a treife b'makim shchuta. So what is it talking about over there? There's not a matone. There's pshat is he's paying him for the trip. And the upmach was, the understanding was, he's going to pay him with a shchute. And he gave him a treife. So according to Taisvis, that Taisvis said there's a tremendous chilik between a matone and mechel. By mechel, v'shteitzach, if he's expecting a shchute, you can't give him a treife. That's if there's mominess involved. By matone, I'm giving him a matana, what he thinks will be more indebted, less indebted, that is no such thing. So, how do you learn pshat in the Gemara Dav Tzadik Dalet Amad Aleph? The Gemara Dav Tzadik Dalet Amad Aleph says, you know there's such a concept of Gneivas Das, the most thing by matana, we see from Shmuel. And Shudik, Shmuel's not a case of Gneivas Das. Shmuel is, he's paying him for the trip, and he tells him, I'm going to give you a shchute, and he gave him a nevela. He gave him a treife. So this kasha, the Truma Sekri, asks on Taisvus. So he says, "Bedoichik the Gemara and Tzadik Dalet did not know to differentiate between Gneivas Das and Gneivas Momon. The Gemara didn't differentiate. In Abba Reisa, we see clearly there's a chilek. You're allowed to send a Yerech Hatuche to a goy. You're not allowed to sell a treife to a goy. So now Bereisa, we see the Bereisa differentiated between Mechir and Matoda. But the Gemara of Tzadik Aleph, Amad Aleph, as yet did not know the Bereisa. So the Gemara brought a Raya from Shmuel. The Vyem is, there's no such Raya. It's only a Raya from Shmuel. But this is a Hore, it's a Gewaldic Hore that Truma Sakri asks on Tais. Fine. Now, the gnevistastic problem, I mean, Tosis, it wants to understand the Baraisa. You give him a treife, b'mokim shchute, the Baraisa says there's two reasons. There's a gnevistas, and shemo, yimkerenu liyisrael. So, as the gnevistas, Tosis took care of. By amatone, there's no gneivas that they hold. By mecher, there is a gneivas. But now Taisvis says, there's another problem. There's a problem, the Baraisa says, you're not allowed to give a treife to a goy, maybe a yid will buy it. Now, how do we understand, so why are you allowed to give a chatuche to a goy? maybe a yidl bayin. How do we explain how do these two halachas stem? V'ha diktoni, and this is Tosfos Kasha. V'ha diktoni ve'echad. Shema, another reason why you can't give a treifa to a goy who wants to buy a shchute, Shema yarzer v'yimkerenu liYisrael. In here it says, by a yerech, I don't have to be afraid. Shema yarzer v'yimkerenu liYisrael. So Tosfos makes a cheshbon like this. Le'abaye v'rove, Airi b'mokim shemachizen v'loy hechizen. Abayi v'rova made in the kimta that this case of treifa speaking about b'mokim shemachizen and v'oynes they were not machiz. So this is a pachad meira. That means I'm sending there was a mokim where yidin buy readily from goyim because whenever there's a treifa they're machiz and it's speaking about b'oynes they couldn't be machiz but. All the Yidin are under the impression that all the meat you find by Goyim is kosher meat. It's not treifa. So memeila, that's pshat, that you can't sell a treifa, b'mokim shemachizim v'lo yechizu b'oynes. Then there's a problem. Avol b'mokim she'ein machizim, but a mokim she'ein machizim, and that's the case of Yerech, and Abaye v'Rava says a mokim she'ein machizim, so memele, loy chashin in the mahad zovin lay Yisrael minay, afilu b'mechires tabach beidlus the ike Yisrael tuve. Abaye v'rova holds b'mokim she'ein machizen. You have nothing to be afraid of. A yid will never buy from a goy. They're always afraid. Maybe it's a treife, and you're not of this chash of maybe shema. Yitnenol if ne Yisrael, they don't hold of that. That's no problem. Yibokim shem achizin, you don't buy from a goy. So mamela, so that's the difference. The case of treif is speaking about the Moses clear. Yibokim shem achizin, uboines leyachizu. So then there's a tremendous problem. Yidn gonna buy from the goy. The case of Yerech Hatuch is speaking about yibokim shem achizin. Yidn will never buy from a goy. V'Ravashi chayish. Oh, Ravashi holds b'mokim she'ein machizin. Taka a yid won't buy from a goy. Aber kiven de tuva Yisrael kaimi osam. But since in the market there's a lot of yidin there, dil mechad minay hodazovin lemonade. There's a lot of yidin there. And the yidin will see how you're selling him. The Eden will see how you're selling him a piece of meat, and you're not telling him that it's a treif. Eh? So they will assume that, oh, Mustama, this is kosher meat. I have here clearly he sold it to a goy. So I see clearly this is kosher meat. So memele, so that's why it's also. So Taisu says, so why by chatuche, by a yerech, are we not afraid maybe a yid will see that it's a mokim shei machizen that he sold him and he didn't tell him and he didn't tell him that you're not allowed to that he didn't tell him that there's a gid there he didn't tell him anything so that Rashi said achilik ki even the tuva Yisroel kai mehosam since there's a the that is by Dafke and an Itlis. By an Itlis, Ravashi was Chayish, that there's a lot of possibilities that a Yid will see how he's selling him, and he's not telling him that it's treif, so a Yid will think that it's kosher. But the case of sending a Chatuche to a Goy, there's not too many people standing there. To the Perish Bekontras. But that's how Rashi answered. So Mamela, the Baraisa is gewaltig. Tosfos just now took care of all the components of the Baraisa, all the Tziyurim of the Baraisa, where the Rav and Rabashi and Abaye don't hold of Gneivus Das by Maton, number one. And the Shema Yimkerenu, Afilu Loit Rabashi, is Dafke by Anitlis, when there's a lot of Yidin there. what Rashi said, but by a matone, there's no problem of Shema Yimkerenu Livnei Yisrael. So Mamele, Shalom Yisrael. Miyu, Lahu Shinuye de Mishani Lael, Zere Shema Yitnenu Loi Bivnei Yisrael, Kosher Reishe Dach Bereise, Vedoichet Loima de Polik. So now Tosfos has one problem. Tosfos said, our sugya disagreed with the sugya and Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph. They were machadish as a shema yitnenu lifnei Yisrael afilu by matone. They held there's no such thing, only by itlus. Fine. But there was a yid and Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph that learned pshat in the Mishneh that you're not allowed to send a yerech chatuche to a goy. Shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael. There was such a yid that learned like that. Good. Rav Ravashi, I don't know. But there was such a yid that learned like that. When this yid learned the Baraisa, what did he do with the Baraisa? He says pshat in the Mishnah. And they said that the Mishnah holds that filu you give a matone to a goy. We have to be afraid. Shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael. Yisrael is going to see this, even though there's not too many yidin around. Maybe a yid will see this, and he didn't tell the guy anything that he didn't tell him that there's a gidde. He didn't tell him anything. So he said, this is a pachat. Maybe this yid is going to buy it from the guy. That's what he said. The Baraisa says, you're allowed to give a matona a yerech atuche to a guy. V'doichik loimah. So here Tais is asking the Kasha from what this Amoira, who said Pshat in the Mishnah, that is a Shema Yitneno, Bifnei Yisrael Afilu by a Matone, that's not Be'itlis. So what did he do with the Baraisa? The Baraisa says you're allowed to send a Chatuche to a Goy, and you're not Chayish of Shema Yitneno Bifnei Yisrael. So Taisva says, V'doichik loima de polik, it's a doichik to say, according to Rara Moira, is a machloikis tanoi. Those bitter. So Taisva's got stuck. That means with this mahalach, Taisva took care of almost everything. Taisva's got stuck. What will the mandayoma and afsadik talad omad aleph that hold? That the beitlis is a filu b'matona is a gzeir shema yitneno b'fnei Yisrael. What did he do with the baraisa that says you're allowed to send a yerech atuche to a goy? Umeforish rabbeinu tam. So now a new mahalach in the sugi. Now we're going to learn a new mahalach. The leel b'masnisin airi. He's going with a new mahalach. The Mishnah that says there's an Issa of Gnei Vistas. The Mishnah that says there's an Issa Shema Yitneno Bifnei Yisrael. The Mishnah spoke about it. That he says, you know, this is speaking about that the Yid told him, Bepem Molei, it's Menuke, I was Menakeret. This is a 3/4 hours of a job. I was menakirit. It's, I took out all the gidim. I was choited. Menakirit. He told them bepem olay. You tell the guy bepem olay. You give him a matoni. You tell him bepem olay that I was menakirit. That's Yisrael Nevis Das. You have to do that. You're going to tell him you were menakirit. A yid is going to stand there. He heard from your mouth. You told the guy you were menakirit. Fine, he needs a yerech, he's gonna go and buy from the eyeh, Bepem Olei, he told the guy. So the Mishnah is speaking about, he told them Bepem Olei, he was menakeh. So now, let's learn the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is speaking about that he told them he was menakeh. So let's learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah God does not speak about a yerech chatuche, the Mishnah is speaking about a yerech shlema. So let's learn the Mishnah. Sheileach odom yerech loivet kechovim shegit anoshe besoicho mimneshe mekoimai nika. So you hear what the Mishnah is saying? The Mishnah is saying, I send a yerech with a gid anoshe. The gid is there. You can see it in front of your eyes. And I come over to the guy and you said, you know what? I spent 3/4 of an hour to be menakere. So what's what happened over here? I mean, Gita Noshi Bezos, I have, what's shot in the Mishnah? What's shot in the Mishnah? So Zut the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam wasn't daunted. So Rabbeinu Tam said, the Leil Bemes Nisan Ayri Ba'oime Ayisrael Oivet Kechovim Shumini Keres. There it's awesome. By a chatuche it's also, mishum de goinev data. It's a chatuche it's also, nishum goinev data. Avo shleima, but you're allowed to send a shleima, I'm sending a yerech shleima to the goy. Hochosi leyoivet kechom shleini to lagit. I'm telling him, you know, I was menaker this, I send him a yerech shleima, the goy gives a look at the yerech, he didn't touch it. I'm telling him when I get Av a pisha Yisrael Om aloi shenito Yedei yoivet kecham shumishake. He knows you're a liar. I mean, he knows you're a liar. So memeila, then it's mutter. So let's learn the Mishnah Elech according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's learn the Mishnah Elech. A Yid is sending to a goy a yerech shleim. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. He comes over to the goy a matone. He's telling him, you know how much I love you. I spent 3/4 of an hour being menaker this yerech. It's a shleime. Nothing was touched over there. But I love you. I want to show you how much I love you. Here's the yerech. So, there's no gneivus das over here. The guy knows you're a liar. Right? There's no gneivus das. If it will be a yerech chatuche, and he sees some slits there, thus, and you didn't take out the whole git, and you'll tell the guy, you know, I spent 3/4 of an hour being menaker the yere, you'll tell the guy, that's also, that's Nevis Das. That's Nevis Das. He's going to feel indebted to you. My 3/4 of an hour. Fine. That's the Mishnah. So I hear a kasha. Fine. So that's the chilek. By a chatuche, there's Nevis Das. By a shleima, there's no Nevis Das, because you can't pull the wool over his eyes. He knows you're lying. But how does the Mishnah say, Sheleich Odom Yerech Shleime to a goy? You're allowed to do this. You're allowed to tell a goy a lie, and the goy knows you're a liar. The Mishnah says, you're not fooling the goy. Good, I'm not fooling the goy, but I'm a liar. What happened with Dvar Sheketicha? What happened over here? You're allowed to send? So that's Sechmir, it's brought down, the whole Isser I found in a Sefer, the whole Isser, Erech Meshorim, Reishit Gimel. The whole Isser of Amira Sheker, Midvar Sheker Tichot, is if you're fooling him. You're not allowed to say a Sheker. That means if I say, I'll come over to Reuven, I'll tell Reuven, you know what? Yesterday I went up to the moon and I had a Suda there and I just came back now. Who knows? He knows that, that's not called Sheker. He knows it's not true. Why are you saying it? But it's not Sheker. That's not Sheker. The whole Isser of Sheker is, if I'm fooling someone, I'm successful with what I'm saying, that is Midvar Sheker Tichot. You gain money, you didn't get money, it's irrelevant. But you said, but you're successful, you're fooling him. That's the Isser of Sheker. But if I tell someone something that, so that's, Dibar Akosov Derech Havoy, we hear a Gemara before. Sometimes the Pasuk say, the Betzureis Ada Shamayim. I told the guy I worked on it a 1/2 an hour, 3/4 of an hour. The guy sees that I didn't touch it. Why I'm telling him, I want to pull his leg. Akashim. But the guy knows that he doesn't believe an iota what has been told him. So you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do this. He's joking, whatever it is. But it's not Sheker. I mean, as they say, so according to the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Mishnah spoke about a heter, Sheleach Adam Yerech Lenochi Vegid Besoichoi, he sent them a Yerech Shleime, and the Rabbeinu Tam learned to speak, I told them it's Menekeres, and the guy says it's not Menekeres, and he knows he's saying a Shechem Mechmuta. Once again, see, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, Dole'er Masnis Nairi Boimar Yisrael Levit Kechom Mushi Menekeres. He told the guy it's Menekeres. Vahosam hu da osam ishum de goy nevdatoi. With mitzachatuche, and he, so there he's fooling the goy. Avo shleima, the case of the Mishnah, chosilevit kachom shleim nitalagid. He sees. Avo pishi Yisrael omaloishen nital yeidevit kachom shumishak. He knows that the Yid is saying a sheker. So he's not fooled at all. Lekach, so that's the case. And the case is, that he told him beferish it's menuk. That's the case of the Mishnah. So now there's another man the Yoma. Shemo yitnen aloy bifnei Yisrael. V'yikne Yisrael min oivet kechovim af vokim shem achizun v'yechlen o begidon. Therefore, if it's speaking about that he told the guy I was menakere, so it's speaking about vokim shem achizun. So I'm talking about some of the Ayid would never buy from a goy, because you can't buy from a goy the strafes that are being sold. So maybe we never buy from a goy. But here, the person is standing, when he gives over this matana to the goy, he tells the goy, you know, I'm giving you something that I myself would eat. I spent 3/4 of an hour being menakeret. I would eat this myself, and I'm giving it to you. A Yid over here, he's standing next to Yid, so here's what he told the guy. He told the guy, I'm giving you something that I myself would eat. So I was back at 3/4, so vice versa, it's not a traitor. If it would be a traitor, what is he telling you? I'm giving you a manukadika Yid, but it's traitor. I mean, a kochach is telling him that the Kelty is giving him real, great A kosher food. Glat kosher. That's what he's telling the guy. The guy should be makyotai, what he's getting. So, you're giving him a ton, you have to tell him what you're giving him. So, because you don't know the Gnevis Das, but there's another problem. Another problem, Ayid is going to hear this, and hear the whole verse. And then after the guy takes it, he'll go over to the guy. He needs a Yerech Kad. We'll go and buy it from the guy. And here he won't have any doubts in his mind that maybe he was a traitor. He heard himself from the Sheikh Adalon. The Sheikh Adalon told the guy, I would eat it myself. So there's a second charge. Shema yitnenu b'fnei Yisrael. Let's see Taisa Zinevenik. Olakach ha'ishin enami b'chatucha shema yitnenu lo b'fnei Yisrael. V'yid will see this. V'yikni Yisrael minayvet kechovim. Af b'mokim she'ein machizin, which normally we don't buy from a goy, v'yechlenu begido. He's going to eat it. He told him it's the gid was taken out. V'leichayish dilma treifi. He has no doubt in his mind, maybe it's treifa. Me'ache she'ein Yisrael b'shash enoys n'loivet kechobim. When he gives it to the goy, he told him she'tikna, he was mesakin the yerech. And he told him that you know, I worked on it so hard, I would eat it myself. We'll say you're allowed to be going of das eved kechavim. Mikol mokeim loymasi gadaiti shla toisayoy mokeim. But the Yid will be gullible just like the guy is gullible. He's giving the guy this old roshe that what, you know, I'm giving you something what I myself would eat and I worked on it and thus. And it sounds good. He's a good salesman. And the guy hears this and he's mamish, he's beaming away. He feels, and thus, and the Yid is standing there. So he also gets carried away by this sales talk that he said. So he's gonna buy it from the guy. I hear it now, he got real kosher flay, so buy it from the guy. Yeah, fine. So Memeo now Taisa said another Yisod. Taisa said that the Shash of Shema Yitnenu Bivnei Akum is a filu, there's no Isar of Gnei Bistar. The Tumas Sakri says, because the Gemara says two reasons why it's Osa, B'mokim She'ein Machiz. Shema Yitnenu Bivnei Yisrael, another time as Gnei Bistar. So it seems the first Mahalach is Afilu, there's no Isar of Gnei Bistar. There's an Isar Shema Yitnenu. Why will the Yid be carried away? The Yid will be carried away. He's so convincing the Yid will be carried away. I feel that there's no Isra of the name is Das. The Yid won't chap that he's fooling him. He won't chap what's happening. So Yid might go and eat it. So he's gonna buy it from the guy and eat it. And he told him it's kosher and finished. Yeah. That is the Mishnah. V'hod e'dayik mit de'ikpet Shmuel to'osa lignev datay. The Gemara brings a raya on the third mahalach that is Isra of Nevis Das because of because Shmuel was makpet. So maybe the reason is not al Nevis Das al Shema. He's going to give it over to the goy. And he's telling him it's a shchute, and the Yid will be standing there, hear from him it's a shchute, and the Yid is going to buy it. So what's the raya out, he's going to buy it from the guy, what's the raya that's an Isra of Nevis Das? Oh, the daik medik pet Shmuel, the osa lig nev data, yedei yoy Shmuel, shebetina nosa loy. They're speaking about he gave it to the guy, there was no one around. Lehoya loy locha shema roy Yisrael acha. There was no shash, maybe a Yid will see this. Elamishum Davis Tata. Finished. That's the Sugi and that Tadik Tala Domadam. Uberaise. Now let's go to our Sugi. We have a Beraise. A Beraise, Diktoni Boivit Kechovim, Bein Chatuche, Bein Shleima. Our Beraise that says, you're allowed to sell. You're allowed to give. I'm sorry, you're allowed to give a Yerech to a Goy. Bein Chatuche, Bein Shleima. Ein Tzoch Litele, Menu Gidanoshom. You don't have to take away the Gidanosha. Hosam Kshenosan Loistam. Abraise is speaking about, he didn't tell him one word. He didn't tell him one word. He gave him a Yerech Menukeres. He didn't tell him, I made a good job. He didn't tell him one word. It's cut. You see slits, you see cuts. So then, number one, of Gnevis Das, there's no Shaila. The EU, the Ati Yanavshe. That means that I give it to the goy sees the cuts, the goy gets a hind that, ooh, look how hard he worked on it. Very good. I didn't tell him a word. So there is no East of Gnevis Das. The Gamlekel Meichesh Dilma Chosele Yisrael. But I'll upon him, good. But it's very misleading. Taisus is saying like this. I'm not called a guy of Das because I didn't tell you it's Menekeres. But it's misleading. I give you a cut up Yerech. It looks like it was Menekeres. But there's no Issa of Nevis Das. You fooled yourself. You didn't ask me. I didn't tell you. There's no Issa of Nevis Das. Fine. Like Taisus. Let's be afraid, but Yid will be standing there, and they'll see I give him a Yerech Menukeres, a Yerech Afrika. So the Yid understands, the Yid also say, if it's Menukeres, some stomach, you took out the Yid. So a Yid might come and buy it. What's with this chash? The Gamlek Elameichesh Dil Machazila Yisrael Vezovile Menayivet Kechomim. The Mokim She'ein Machize Nairi, the Barais is speaking about Mokim She'ein Machize, the Chai Yishem Ha'acher She'nitol Agid Noida Loi Shut Reifo, or Lekach Noishno Loi Vet Kechov. A Kerl, a Yid that watches this whole thing, the Yid that happened was Tutsach Do. The Yid will understand everything. It's a Mokim She'ein Machize. So that means normally a Yid will never buy from a Goy, maybe it's a Treif. Now, Now this Yid goes and gives to the guy a Yerech, which looks like Menukeres. He didn't tell him a word. So the Yid that's watching, so who say, it looks like Menukeres. Could be, it looks Menukeres. Fine. But maybe it's Taka Treife. Now, if it's Treife, so why was he Menukeres? No, maybe the case was like this. First he was Menukeres. He worked on the 3/4 of an hour. Taka Menukeres. Looks Menukeres. He worked on the 3/4 of an hour. Then he wanted to sell it in the store. They come out. That boy said, we found out it's Treife. I mean, there was an assembly line that this person was Isaac and Nikah and the others were biting for the Treifes. So after his Nikah, he was working for 3/4 of an hour, they come and pat him on the shoulder. You know, it's Treife. Prachte, shame, shemaim. So what should I do with it now? I can't sell it. I'll give it to the guy on my tongue. Fine. So that's the Baraisa. I didn't say a word. If I would say a word to the guy, so then I'm telling the guy, look what I'm giving you, kosher meat, glatt kosher. If he said something, so then that implies that it's not treif also, then this neighbor's das, and if it's not menukia, then this neighbor's das, so then it's achshash, maybe a yid will see, and it's treif, it's not menukia, fine. That's the Mishnah. The Baraisa is speaking about, he didn't say a word. He gave him a yerech that's menukia, not properly, 100%. And he didn't say a word. The guy will be indebted to him, give all the hakol revach. A yid who sees this will not be carried away. He didn't say a word. So the yid will understand the whole scenario. Why is he giving him a yerech? A yerech, it's a lot of a yerech when the keres is giving him. What's the mishagas to give him a yerech when the keres? Mistama, that's what happened. Mistama, later they found that it's a treife. So what should he do with the yerech? So he's giving it to the guy. So memela. Gamlek ala meichish do mechosel ala yisov v'savon lemei v'kechovim. A yid will see this. To be mokim shem achizen ayin. Speaking about a mokim shem achizen. The chayish, so the yid who sees the shema achish and nital agit, they took out the git, noy da loy shiur treifa, o lakach noy shiur loy vet kechov, that's he's giving the matone. He's giving the matone, because they found that it was a treifa, so what should he do with it? Avol heiche da oma loy vet kechov, mishi menukeres, but if you tell the guy that it's menuke, then if a yid will see this, the chayish do me treifa, what is he telling the guy? I was menakere. What is he telling him? I'm giving you treif and meat, there's no gidanosha. So what's the big deal? If you tell him, I'm giving you meat that I myself would eat. Oh, that's achshivish. That rings a bell by the guy. Umitziyoso. Now, so now we know Pshat, the Reish of the Braises, as you give him a Yerech Menuke, is speaking about, that it's not, Yerech Hatuch is speaking about, he didn't tell him a word. He didn't tell him a word, so Memele, it's Mutter, no problem, there's no Gnevis Das, I didn't tell you anything. And there's no Shah Shayid might see it and might buy it. The Yid understands the whole story. Could be it's Menuke, but could be it's Treif also. It's Mokim Shem Achizim. Umitziyosa dein moichen nevelus o treifes loivet kechom. The second book, now to sell nevelus o treifes, hainuk sha'oima loi dikshayra. There it's speaking about, he's telling him it's kosher amit. Ulekach osa mishum de mateyu. And it's also Alt Mateyu. Vigam Mishum, so if I'm telling him it's kosher meat. Vigam Mishum Shemo Yikne Yisrael Mimenu Vimokim Shemachrizim Vilo Yechrizu. According to Abaye Verove, that Vimokim Shemachrizim Vilo Yechrizu, so my mailer, there was no achozos, people think it's kosher. It's kosher. So memele, so the zichach shash. Avol b'mokim she'ein machrizin, according to Abaye Barova, v'cheshina, v'afilu ro'o sh'oim aloi ha'yisrael kach,
And this is a more of the Kazakh. A Yid was speaking about Amokim Shem Achizim. And I come over to the guy and I tell him, you know, it's not treifa. It's kosher meat. Healthy meat, it's geschachten. Not treifa. And a Yid sees this. Kachoshev Yisrael Haroye Kalashbiach Mekroi Oymaloi. Here the Yid is not carried away. The Ksheire Domeo Yekorim, the Ruya Limocher Yisrael. Ksheire, here we're talking about selling. We're talking about I'm selling, he's giving me money, and I'm telling him, you know, it's a Geshochten Abahim, it's not right. There a Yid who sees this will not be carried away. He knows, because Boso Shchuta, you're selling him, he's paying for it. So I want to be Mashbir the Mekach, I tell him it's treifa. A Yid will not be carried away. Aval Kshoimer the Nitel Hagid Haymeno, Loishayich Tamze, here he's not being Mashbir the Mekach. The Loyadiv Bohochi, it's not any better with a Yid, without a Yid. So there, the Yid that watches this taka gets carried away. There he thinks he take wants to show him he's giving him real kosher meat. But if he just tells him it's not treif, then a Yid will not fall for it. Ravashi sova, afilu b'mokim shein machizim, even a mokim shein machizim. And he told them it's not treif. Kashinin the Yisrael ashemeya loy asik adaitid lashpich mekhayoy makein. He won't chap. That business is business, and he'll get carried away. I tell the guy, you know, this is plat kosher meat, it's not treife. So Ravashi held, a Yid that sees this might believe what you said. So maybe this is also. So this is a machloikis, Abaye, Verov, and Ravashi. V'im taima. So now, but this is made a miradike pshat in the baraisa. The reisha, when he's giving him a matone, is speaking about a gid. And he didn't tell him. The seife is speaking about, I make a chamemka speak about it, he did tell him that it's not trade. So Taisvis asked, so the difference between the reisha and the seife is, here he didn't tell him, and here he did tell him. So why did he speak about two cases? You're talking about a Gid, you're talking about Treife, Vim Toime, Veliftek, Velisnik, Vididot. Begid, speak about the difference by Gid. Vemokim Shem Achizen, the Mahochi Aire Reisha Labai, Dirsha Oimel, no, the Mahochi Aire Reisha Labai, Dirsha Oimel, Loisha Menukeres, Ein Lishloyach, Achito Meno Gid Anoshe, Menei Shnei Dvorim, Echa Mibnei Shamatei, So Taisvis asks, according, why do you have to change the cases? One is speaking about a Gid, one is speaking about Chayfe. Lemaise, there's a difference, another difference. The Reish is speaking about, he didn't tell him that it's Menuka. The Sefer is speaking about that he told him that it's kosher, that's where it's also. So speak about a Gid. The Reish is speaking about, he didn't tell him, there's no Shash. And the Sefer is speaking about that he told them. He's showing me the knock at the veil of Trefel of Rebusso. Because how could I take the lay also be nation Mateuk Shemoichaloi Becheskes Shrute, Fishi Yedei and Lashbiach Mekhei Oimekein. So Toysis wants to say, according to Abaye Verove, that he wants to tell you a bigger chiddush, that is a Issa of Gneves Das. When you tell them that it's kosher, and there will be a svara to say that the guy also doesn't believe him. And there's no neighbor's das, because you know this is business. So you tell them it's a shrute, and it's not a treife. So that's why it chaps on treife and not gidanosh. I would think by treife you're allowed to tell him because the guy wouldn't believe him side by side. And there's no neighbor's das. It's kamash malon that there is neighbor's das when he tells him that it's a shrute.